You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. Each year, the Huron River Watershed Council conducts a water quality survey, trying to get an idea of changes in water quality in the watershed from year to year. Joining me to talk about the results of water quality monitoring done in 2012 is Huron River Watershed Council Watershed Planner Rick Lawson. Rick, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
So generally speaking, what did you find in 2012 compared to the previous year?
Well, there were a couple things going on this year that made it stand out a little bit from previous years, and we've been monitoring the river and tributary streams to it since about 2002. One of the things that was different was that stream flows were much lower than usual due to the drought conditions. And then we also noticed that phosphorus levels were lower than in previous years. The phosphorus loading, the total mass that we see moving down the system, that was partly due to the lower flows and also partly due to the phosphorus fertilizer law that has been passed and is now in effect across the state.
Okay. Were there other areas where you saw a significant improvement, or was that probably like the biggest improvement area?
Yeah, that was the biggest improvement area. We also see some regional differences that are pretty important. In the upper reaches of our survey area, which would be Livingston County, we see much lower concentrations of phosphorus and nutrients and sediments. And then in the middle section, it's sort of in between. In the lower section, more urbanized areas in Wayne County, we see much higher levels consistently.
Sort of picks up the river, picks up stuff along the way, it sounds like.
It does. Some of it is loading, but we're really out into the stream, so we're into the tributary network, and we're seeing, you know, the mass coming from those, or the concentrations of phosphorus and sediments are higher coming from those streams. So there's just more runoff. It's a lot flashier, meaning that the water runs off a lot more quickly there because of the impervious hardened surfaces.
I know you'd mentioned the fertilizer law that has taken effect. I understand there are some other areas where improvements have been seen.
Yeah, there have. Our monitoring program is funded by the municipalities or the communities that manage stormwater, and so they're looking to use these results to improve their methods.
Sure.
And one of the things that we saw a really big investment on the part of the City of Ann Arbor and the Washtenaw Water Resources Commission's office in Mallets Creek, which was one of our biggest phosphorus loaders in the area, and we've seen a dramatic reduction in stormwater flows from that creek. So that seems to be working really well.
Are there any major areas of concern that came up in the 2012 sampling?
I'd say you know, we have some of the consistent concerns that we have with phosphorus, as I've been talking about. But we also monitor for bacteria levels, E. coli, and that has been pretty consistently high, above state standards in the urbanized areas through Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and then downstream through Wayne County. It's not a problem up in Livingston County, but it is a major concern, and that's a human health concern. So swimming, recreation, you know, we want to try to get a handle on that, but we're seeing consistently high levels.
And what is basically to blame for that?
That's a good question. We actually did an investigation this year, a special study to look at some of the sources, the animal sources where the bacteria could be emanating from, and we found it in coming from a wide variety, including human sources, which the state and we are most concerned about. And this was in an upper section just outside of Ann Arbor, a tributary. And we've been unable to really narrow down on any one particular source. So it's coming from wildlife in the storm drains. It's coming from pets. It may be coming from fertilizer applications such as manure. And then, of course, cross connections or illegal connections into the storm drains for human waste.
How about in more rural areas where folks have like septic fields and things like that? Mm-hmm. Is that an issue that contributes to the problem?
It can be. We also did a septic study though this year, trying to identify aerially from the air whether or not we could see signatures of failing septics, and then trying to link that to our bacteria data. We haven't been able to really narrow that down. We also have, there's a time of sale policy in, across the county, across Washtenaw County, and they have found really very low levels of failing septic. So it's probably not a problem here in our watershed, but that is in other parts of the state. And then you have some, you know, agriculture areas that have confined feeding animal operations that that can be huge contributors to the E. coli problem. But mostly we're talking about urban and suburban sources.
How many of those big commercial-type farms do we have in the watershed? Are there?
In our watershed, there aren't any. So okay, we're lucky in that way.
All right. That's a good thing anyway.
Yeah.
What can the average person do to help improve water quality? What can I do? You know, just a regular guy, what can I do?
Well, that's a great question, Bob. We get that question a lot, and I would, you know, encourage listeners first to go to our website because we've got a lot of good information on individual things that people can do. But as it pertains directly to water quality, you know, most of the pollution that we're looking at is stormwater runoff, so the rainwater that's running off of the land. Mm-hmm. And if people can pay attention to where that goes, where their storm drains are and what they're putting into that, that's really, you know, the first step. Don't put anything in there besides the rainwater, essentially. And if we can reduce the hardened surfaces, we slow the water down, get it into the ground, that is really helpful. So anything you can do around your house to put in things like rain gardens or install plants where there is hardened sidewalks, that's really helpful. And then the other thing sort of that individuals can do is find out what their local communities are doing. What are their stormwater plans? Communities in the watershed are up for new stormwater permits in 2014, so there will be a public period of review of these stormwater plans. So I'd encourage them to ask their local representatives what they know about their plans and how they're designed.
Okay, I suppose keep an eye on what's happening in your community. If you all of a sudden you see there are a lot of huge parking lots being, you know, rolled out, asphalt all over the place, that's probably something that does not help.
Yeah, there's that. And, you know, in an area like Ypsilanti that's pretty well built out, you're also looking at the aging infrastructure, so the aging stormwater infrastructure and how the community is investing to maintain that. In many cases, we find that there isn't a whole lot of thought put into that.
All right. Rick, thanks again for joining me today.
Okay, thank you too, Bob.
Rick Lawson is watershed planner for the Huron River Watershed Council, and we've been talking about results of water quality testing conducted this past year.